This is a bit scaring if you think of the whole thing. If we keep data forever, what will happen in the long run, you see? So hypomnesia is a real question. Should everything be kept or not? This is one thing concerning data. And the other main risk is knowing everything about everybody. But it brings another question. After all, as we will have all these data kept, information, in fact, will maybe seem completely ordinary or... You see what I mean? We'll have so many data, so many information, or so much information, sorry, that maybe it will be so common that we won't pay more attention to them than before.
The hypermnesia is a very real question, I think. Professor Victor Meyer-Schonberger has written a book called Delete, where he strongly advocates deletion of data. Yeah. And constant updating and reviewing of the amount of data that was going. And also in terms of the physical environment to preserve data, we need data centers. They require energy. There's a pollution cost. There's a financial cost. Mm. So is this something that the French Senate is seriously considering to set limits on what data can be preserved and how long?
We have not thought about all the details, but here in the Senate we've written a law which is the right le droit à l'oubli sur internet, with I don't know how to translate that into English, the right of deletion,
the right to be forgotten, maybe.
Yes, so that each citizen has the right to get his own data back if he wants to. They are his own property. This is a new right we wanted to assert here in the Senate. We've debated this law. It was voted, but it was not debated in the Assemblée Nationale yet. So it has to be debated in the Assemblée Nationale and voted there to become a full law.
To balance the right of being forgotten, of course, there is also a need. Researchers tell us there is a need to pool data, to pool information, to create big data sets so that government can be more efficient, healthcare can deliver greater benefits, humanity can make progress. Mm-hmm. How do you balance the right of the individual against those big data benefits which are being promised?
As you've just said, there's a balance to be achieved. The role of the Parliament precisely is to make sure this balance can be achieved. That means perhaps new rights, but certainly an adaptation of our regulation. That's how we see things. We don't want to see the internet and the new data system as something negative. But we just want to make the most of it, to make the most of this form of progress. Because, you know, in the French Senate, we have this reputation that we are the defenders of rights and liberties. So we want to make sure that progress will be achieved if the law is well adapted. That's our aim.